Lesson 3. Alien Species. Reading. In 2006, Kanagawa Prefecture in Japan announced a plan to kill 4,000 adorable little mammals found in the prefecture over a period of 5 years. This drastic course of action shows the extent of a wider problem, a problem facing not only Japan, but almost every country in the world. The cull in Kanagawa targeted raccoons, an alien species that has spread to many parts of Japan. Originally from North or Central America, raccoons have been kept as pets in Japan, but have either escaped from their cages or been deliberately released, once owners realize how demanding it can be to keep a wild animal of this size as a pet. Generally regarded as smart and opportunistic creatures, raccoons eat whatever they can find. Their diet can include small mammals and birds, potentially bringing local endangered species to the verge of extinction. In addition, raccoons can carry diseases such as rabies and are well known to make a home in the attic of houses even when humans are living in the house. How widespread is the problem of invasive species? For a start, consider the fact that 17 different mammals from abroad are now found living wild within Japan, from hedgehogs and squirrels to monkeys, koipu, and even deer. All can be found roaming the mountains, forests, and urban spaces of Japan. Then consider how the problem is not confined to just high-profile mammals. 38 kinds of birds, 11 types of reptiles, 42 varieties of fish, and no less than 430 species of insect all have come from other countries to find a home in Japan. One point that is often ignored is the economic impact of alien species. Starlings in America, for example, have had a huge economic impact. Although it may seem incredible to us now, in the 1800s, settlers from Europe imported European birds to release into the wild, the purpose being to make their new American surroundings more European. In 1890, two flocks of starlings, numbering about 100 birds, were released in New York's Central Park. The current population of 200 million starlings in the U.S. are almost all descended from these two flocks, and have become a major pest, eating $800 million of crops per year. Human meddling with the ecosystem has spread the problem of invasive species around the world, and with business and trade becoming more globalized, it seems that the problem can only increase. Clams are big business, with large quantities imported into Japan from China and Korea, to be released in the sea for recreational shellfish gathering. The clams are the same species as the native Japanese clams, but lurking in the sacks of imported clams are hitchhikers, voracious sea snails and crabs among others. These are non-native species whose impact is unknown once they hit the water. Food for thought next time you go clam picking.